Yes, I'm happy that everybody is asking these questions and brought up all the topics that I wanted to talk about today. And we are being prepared to work with these higher frequencies and the experience of the earthquake in Chile. I personally felt very disoriented a couple days before it happened. So I also was experiencing that it was kind of like a mother giving birth, where you're feeling that something big is going to happen, and then, but there needs to be some healing around it. It was like a tear. And the good news is that what we were talking about a minute ago, the tsunami waves, were balanced by us, by the light workers, by the crystalline grid balancing the planet. So we've got the quote-unquote the negative and the positive. The positive is that we're learning how, through the experience of oneness, how to work with balancing the planet. And if the light workers hadn't, and people on this call included, of course, our group, hadn't been meditating to stabilize the planet, there would have been a lot more destruction. That we did calm the tsunami waves down. So it's really an acknowledgement also, besides the devastation, of us being able to work with these planetary energies. And this is a whole new experience, a whole new field that we're moving into, as we've been talking about, moving out of the duality consciousness, the third level density, into the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and higher levels of density. So we are learning. We are our power, our abilities, our love, our compassion is working. We are working with the crystalline grid of the planet. We are stabilizing Mother Earth. So things would have been actually worse than they were. And it doesn't mean that the devastation that happened and the people that were affected, it doesn't mean that we like that or that's okay. It's just that we're learning how to work with coming out of duality so that we are stabilizing the planet. And in third density, which is what we're coming out of as we move into 2012 in the Aquarian Age, we're moving into the fourth density, the heart chakra, the experience of connection, the air element, the ethers. We're actually learning how to work in the etheric field, which experience from an energy field can feel like liquid. So working with these tsunami waves, the reason we calm them down is because we're working with the ethers. And the ether is really like a fluid, although it's not a fluid like water, and it's not a medium like air, but just to use a word to describe it, it is a malleable fluid substance. And we affect it by our meditation, by going into these higher frequencies, by going and merging into that experience of oneness. And the love that was connected, everybody connecting about Haiti, actually amped up the crystalline grid so that the earthquake that we just experienced was less damaging than it might have been. So that's a really big, important part. In duality, in the plane of duality, things are set up so there's an equal amount of light and dark. There's an equal amount of fear and love. And that's what propels the growth, the evolution out of the heaviness of third density into the higher frequencies. So this whole process that we're going through, even though it may seem difficult and hard, and it doesn't mean that it isn't, it is, and people are experiencing these earthquakes, it is propelling us into, it is an evolutionary force that's propelling us into these higher frequencies where we can learn how to balance the planet. And once we're not bound by third level density, and we're able to balance the planet more, and we live in these higher frequencies, we don't have to learn through the school of hard knocks. We can learn through awareness, which is what we're moving into. So that's where the activation of the third eye, the pineal gland, comes in. So as we do our meditations and we do our chants and our Ramadasas and our other chants, what we really want to do is make sure that we're activating the pineal gland, the third eye. And We've been working on energizing our field with the golden light. So the way to work with activating the third eye and to clearing this heavy density of fear so that we can go beyond fear and we're not held down by fear or controlled by fear. And we can each do this. It's so powerful and wonderful. You meditate on your third eye. In other words, you close your eyes. And normally when people close their eyes, they just see darkness. Well, keep going. And you can share this with other people in your classes and everything. But you go ahead and you either roll your eyes up or focus on the tip of your nose, whatever you like to do to stimulate the third eye. And then you look at the gold that's in your aura, and you literally pull that into you. So you're pulling the gold into the darkness, so to speak, and it's that golden frequency, that higher density frequency, also called liquid light, that's actually breaking up the density of fear. And this is a really powerful experience that we can do to help break up the density. These heavy densities are trying to break up on the planet right now. And the more that we can energetically break them up in this way, the less trauma we're going to have on the earth as it goes into these higher frequencies. So this is how we can continue to work with stabilizing the planet, is literally sucking this fear from the lower densities and breaking it up through our third eye, through our pineal gland, the stimulation. And we can just watch that those globules, they'll just be, it's sort of like if you're touching it or tapping something, like if you, say, tap a snowflake and it just melts. It's like that. The liquid light or these higher frequencies basically just make fear dissolve. And that's one wonderful way that we can work with this and move into that experience of oneness. So that was pretty exciting information that Josh wanted us to know about. And it's so fun because he and Baba Sri Chand are here, and they're really happy about our group, and they're acknowledging everyone for bringing more light onto the planet and for moving into these higher frequencies. And as we do that, they're more available. They're able to meet us halfway, so to speak. They're saying, we'll meet you halfway, we'll meet you in your third eye. Then they can actually come in and also help with the evolution on the planet also. So it's a really wonderful combination that we're experiencing with their help. Okay, we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk a little bit more about the energies on the planet besides the earthquake. We've moved into Pisces, we've moved into Jupiter energy astrologically. Okay, remembering that the pure light of the Creator, the pure light of creation, basically comes through the planets. Planets are like step-down transformers, and as the pure energy or essence or light of creation comes down towards us, it goes through these different, it has different qualities, and what gives us the different qualities is being filtered, so to speak, through different planetary heavenly bodies. So as we are affected by and receiving those different energies, then we can work on different parts of ourselves or different parts of the world or whatever it is that we're working on. So the planets bring in the different frequencies, which are like shades or qualities of creation. If we didn't have the planets as step-down transformers, we'd just be fried by these really intense lights from the Creator.
Lunch. I didn't lunch.
So I think somebody needs to star six. Talking about lunch? Thank you. Okay. So Pisces expands our reality. And we had a Jupiter connection with the Sun on February 28th, which was also a Virgo full moon. So we've got this Earth energy and also this expansion. So it has to do with Virgo makes us pay attention to things. So with this expansion, it says pay attention to what's happening on Mother Earth. And that's what these earthquakes are forcing us to pay attention to what's happening and expand into that frequency of love, expand into that oneness. And that's what Pisces is. Pisces is oneness. It's the 12th sign of the zodiac, as everybody knows. And when you get to Pisces, you move into that experience of oneness. So with that Virgo full moon and then the Pisces, the Jupiter expansion energy, we're moving into that expansion, that connection with Mother Earth. So this is a really pivotal moment where we're working with those frequencies of allowing ourselves, as I said, to learn how to stabilize the planet and learn literally how to eat, is one word, or break up fear on the planet. And that's what we're a main task that we have right now. So we also have Venus and Uranus conjunction. And, you know, Uranus is the planet of sudden changes. It breaks things up also, too. Also, so Venus is the love. So it's like saying, you know, expand your love. Don't just focus on yourself, but expand your love into, you know, a wider expanse. Expand your love into a bigger arena and see where that takes you. So this is basically was like a big boost, a cosmic boost to really get us into those, get our energy into the earth, get our love into the earth, into actually working with the earth. And we've been talking about that, about how we get that pulsating, the heartbeat, our heartbeat connected with the heartbeat of the mother. This is just another movement into more depth, into more connection with that. So as these planetary alignments happen, they're revealing what we need to do. And we've been working with that Pluto-Saturn conjunction, that square, which has to do with, okay, we have to take this seriously. So the Pisces is a little bit lighter, the Jupiter's expansion, but we still are working with changing the depth of feeling, the depth of being. So I hope everybody, besides the seriousness of what happened, that you've also felt that you could expand. So whatever it is you've been working on should be moving forward, and especially March 10th, we're going to have a Mars going direct, and that's going to be really able to move whatever it is you're focusing on, your projects or whatever, should be able to move them forward. That's the forward moving planet that's coming up. So this is the opening and the expansion, and we'll be moving our projects forward March 10th. So we have those planetary energies helping us. And what we're really talking about working with is a sense of self-value. Last week we talked about self-love. And as we open up these infinite frequencies in ourselves, and we're starting to experience that we are actually working with stabilizing the grid and stabilizing Mother Earth and helping to heal Mother Earth, we're moving into that experience of self-value. And when we can move from that finite to that infinite experience, then you can know that your value is infinite. And the Creator and Yogi Bhajan and Babaji Chand, who are here right now, are saying, yes, we see your self-value in your infinity. So the more that we can allow ourselves to float on that river of infinity and allow our value just to expand and our infinity, our experience of infinity, experience of being unlimited to flow out like a river, then the more we can experience what our value truly is, that we are priceless. We are the shining diamond emerging from this rubble heap. We're the phoenix rising. So Babasri Chand and Yogi Bhajan are saying, yes, breathe into your heart and the meditations we've been doing on these calls and your other meditations, and breathe in your value, and exhale anything that you feel limits you, and they'll help us move into that higher frequency. And they're holding us in very high esteem for the work we're doing, and they're saying that you may not be rewarded by the finite or 3D consciousness around you, or you may be, but they are saying that they want to give us that experience of reward, that experience of self-value. So breathe them in, and breathe them in all the way down to your feet. And they're just really acknowledging how hard and diligently everybody's been working to bring forth this light into the world, and that you are a blessing. You are blessing the world and everyone around you. And there's been many sacrifices that the people have gone through to bring purity into their thoughts, purity into their deeds, and purity into their intentions. And there's been a lot of purification, and it's being recognized. It's being recognized on the higher plane. So now move into that feeling of concentrating on feeling love and feeling joy and feeling gratitude. And we know this, but they're saying that the Yogi Bhajan and Baba Sirisana are saying they're going to help us. They're going to help us feel these feelings and make this a practice. Make this a practice to let this come into every cell of your body. And this will also bring transformation into the light. It'll bring rejuvenation. It'll bring more satisfaction as we practice expressing these qualities, knowing that the universe is bringing us more of what we focus on. And we'll become stabilized in those frequencies within ourselves. And then that will help everybody around us as we anchor in those qualities of joy and love and gratitude on a cellular level. So again, as we literally eat that fear and break up the fear, then in our bodies it becomes like a cellular experience where our cells are literally singing with the heavens. So we start feeling that we're vibrating that joy. We are that joy. We are that vibration of joy. So we're moving into that as we move in deeper and deeper into knowing our value, knowing ourselves, our self-value, as we move into this ascension process, the Aquarian Age process, and move into that experience of oneness, visualizing, experiencing that we are brilliant beings of light, and it's this golden light that we've been working on energizing and synergizing with in our auric field that is creating this unification and this integration and this oneness and this experience of immortality with the planet, with each other, and with these higher frequencies, with these ascended masters that are working with us. That's the energy that we're anchoring in, that we're putting into the crystalline field. And we're working with that. We're working with that today. And as we anchor these frequencies in, Yogi Bhajan is saying that he wants us to practice dharas with like a modified, or depending on how fast you do the breath of fire, he's saying to continue to anchor it in. Don't just go floating off, or maybe you become so light that you do float. Can levitate or flow it off, but stay in your body. So we'll practice. So a good practice, he's saying, for this time and this week is dahara, hara, hara. So you pull it in at the navel center, dharas, at the same time that you're opening your third eye, so that the dharas become connected with the opening of the third eye, so we can anchor that frequency of light and cellular regeneration in our physical body. So hara, 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 hara. So as you do the dharas and focus on your third eye, and you're actually breaking up where the density of fear, that helps speed the process, and it's going to energize you. And they're saying that it's going to be very uplifting, and that's what they're giving as our practice for this week. So it's focusing on the third eye and chanting hara, 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 and that'll create a very uplifting and expansive feeling, and they'll be with us as we chant that this week. And they're excited about that. They're excited about these, what they're considering to be explosions of light. They're saying, like, imagine that you're almost like a star being born in the galaxy, and each cell is receiving bursts of light as we do this dahara practice. So hara, 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 hara. They're here with us, and they're just saying, yes, each cell. Imagine that each cell is a star being born, because you are made of starlight. And when you connect with that starlight inside each cell, then your DNA gets activated, and you can move into these higher frequencies. And you may start noticing that you have certain abilities that are starting to emerge, like you feel lighter, or the snow is melting, or some of the stories we were talking about. at the beginning of the call. So those are our wonderful energies that we're working this week. And it has to do with breaking up the 3D density. That's what we're doing. We're breaking it up. Because there are certain beings that want to keep us in fear so they can control us. But as we know, when we're not in fear, we can't be controlled. And the more that we send that essence out into the crystal grid of that pure starburst of light, it's the starburst of light, they're going to break up the fear. So they're saying, activate it within yourself, feel it within every cell, and then allow it to move into the crystalline grid. And as we break up the fear, then we're going to be able to notice more how we can actually work with Mother Earth to heal Mother Earth and stabilize Mother Earth. Yes, she needs to be stabilized. And it's a living presence that we're part of. Since we're on the Earth, we're part of Mother Earth. So it is true. She is our mother. We're not separate from her. So we'll experience more and more directions from the mother, directions from our mother, how she needs to be healed. And then we can get information where we need to direct our healing energies this week as we practice that meditation, that practice, and as we work with them. We work with Yogi Bhajan, Bobby Siri Chan, moving into that unity consciousness as if we are in the womb of the mother and we are creating a safe space as the mother creates a safe space for us. So there is, if we look at it, we have both sides. We have the contrast. We're in the womb and we are the womb. So we just experience that with our in-breath and our out-breath, and then we move, and then as we move into the higher frequencies, we're also, from our neutral mind, from our observer point of view, we're watching the fact that we're in creation and we're creating creation at the same time. So we're in it and we're not in it. So we have both experiences of the light and the dark becomes a movement. The quote-unquote, so to speak, problem with fear is that it creates stagnation. And what we're doing when we move into this starburst consciousness is we're creating movement. Creation is movement. Light is movement. So we're moving beyond those stagnant parts, whether it's a stagnant part where the density needs to be broken up on Mother Earth or in our own cellular bodies, cells of our body for regeneration. It's breaking up those parts that are dense, that aren't moving, and that's what we're doing with that, the Hatha meditation connected with the third eye. So that's what they're saying. That's our assignment for this week.
And is Hatha H-A-R-A?
H-A-R, Hatha. It sounds like H-A-R-A, but Hatha. You touch the tip of the tongue to the roof of the mouth. Hatha, 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 like that. And you focus on the third eye.
Sorry, Guru
Rakana,
is there a certain mudra that we should take?
So for this, you just sit in Dhyan mudra and put the focus on the heart and the third eye at the same time. And we're going to go into Ramadan in a minute, but we're going to go ahead and practice this hara first, for a couple minutes first, and then we're going to go into the Ramadasa. That's the direction that I'm getting from the masters right now. So go ahead, sit cross-legged if you can, or sit with your spine straight if you're at work in a chair. Some people listen at work. And we're going to go ahead and practice this. So you're going to pull in at the navel center, touch the tongue to the roof of the mouth, hands in Dhyan mudra, thumb touching index finger. And as you pull the Hatha, focus on the third eye and see that golden light breaking up fear, the stuck energy. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Inhale, squeeze the root, pull the energy up to the third eye, starburst, good. Exhale, let the energy circulate. We're going to do a few minutes of Ramadasa now. We're going to move right into it and hold this energy for planetary healing.
Thank you.
energy to circulate between you and Mother Earth. And let it go. Relax the breath.